Well, perhaps I should come back when you are not so busy.
Oh, this is mine. I got this for Pete and Anissa's baby.
Oh, yeah? Well, what is it?
It's a toy.
Uh-huh. What does it do?
Nothing.
It's an educational toy, huh?
Yeah, you think you'll like it?
Well, I don't know. Is that why you call this meeting?
No, no. Clayton's draft of our sales tax proposal. You ready?
No, I am ready.
He didn't incorporate one single suggestion from our meeting.
You're kidding. Not one single thing?
I tell you, I am really fed up with that guy. Yeah?
You wanted to see me, sir.
Yeah. This is for your baby.
Thank you. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, you see, Clayton told him to get his tail in here.
Yeah, on the double.
Sure.
Now, where was I?
I've never seen anything like this. He didn't use one thing we talked about.
I tell you, I am fed up with that bonehead. Oh, I have really got to get hold of myself. Okay, now, that's better.
Good morning, all. Well, you want to see me, Governor?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I did. I was going over your proposal, and there's some good stuff in here.
Hmm. Well, what happened to all that bonehead stuff?
Listen, there's nothing to be gained by losing our temper.
What's going on?
What's going on? His proposal stinks. You didn't use one thing we talked about.
Quite simply, on reviewing my notes, I came to the conclusion that my approach was correct and yours was not.
Clayton, we all agreed that Benson's ideas on low-income rebates is a good addition to this. Now, I don't see it here.
I don't either. We all agreed.
No, 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 no. You all agreed. Sorry, if you think Benson's ideas are so great, let him write the proposal.
Clayton, it's part of your job.
That's right, it's your job.
Well, you know, I was hoping for a more appropriate time to break the news, but the fact is, I have decided to resign.
There is a God.
Are you serious?
You got it, pal.
Benson, you better leave us alone.
Oh, no. No, no, I wouldn't miss this.
No, Benson, stay. I want to see the look on your face when you find out that I'm going to be the next president of Endicott Industries.
You don't say.
Yes, indeed I do. My parents are flying in tomorrow. I have every reason to believe that the purpose of their trip is to ask me to take over the company.
Well, how soon will you be leaving us?
Good question.
Well, sir, knowing how impulsive my father is, I'm sure he's going to want me to leave immediately.
Good answer.
But, Governor, I assure you, I will do my best to effect a smooth transition.
Oh, thank you, Clayton.
As for you, Benson, I'm afraid you won't have Clayton Endicott to kick around anymore.
Please don't say that. The last guy who said it kept coming back.
Sir, I would make a great chief of staff.
Oh, Pete, you don't know anything about Clayton's job.
I know it pays more money.
Well, sir, tonight's the night.
What do you mean?
My father would be honored if you and Benson could join us tonight for dinner at my place. I certainly hope you can make it.
Well, thank you, Clayton. Tell your father I'd be happy to come.
Yeah. Does this mean we get to meet your mother and father?
That's right.
What about me?
They said say hello, Peter.
Incidentally, Clayton, I hope you're available next week because I'd like you to sit in on the interviews for your replacement.
Sir, I wish I could do that.
You said you would help with the transition. I find this a little annoying.
Governor, I am going to be a very powerful man. I should think it would behoove the officials of this state to cultivate my friendship.
Well, if I want to cultivate anything, I certainly know where to get the fertilizer.
right, Charlie. Now, it's not that big a deal. Let's take some numbers, kick some tail. I'll mop up when I get back on Monday. I got to run. All right, bye, Charlie. Governor, sorry, I was on the phone when you came in. How are you? Benson?
Good evening.
My boys show you around?
Oh, yes, sir, yes, sir. I gave them the grand tour.
Fine, fine, fine. Now, would you like a drink? Or what do you want, Governor?
Oh, I never know what to answer. Go on to somebody else.
Well, why don't I make it easy, This is a special occasion. How about champagne for everybody? How's that strike you, Benson?
That's fine with me, Mr. Endicott.
Now, don't call me Mr. Endicott. Sounds like my father is in the room. Just call me Whitey.
Call you Whitey, hmm? To your face?
He's quick on his feet, isn't he?
Yes, yes. Benson is quite often amusing.
I said, why don't you just pop open a bottle of bubbly and I'll get some glasses.
Aye, aye, sir.
Oh, I'm in the wrong apartment. My son lives in this building.
These are our guests. Governor Gatling, Mr. Dubois, this is my wife.
Oh,
you're Clayton's mother. I have long wanted to meet you.
Oh, how charming. You must be Benson.
No. I'm Benson.
Oh. Well, then, who's the governor? Really? I was sure I'd be able to tell you apart. Well, don't worry, I'll have it straight before the evening's over.
Ah, Mother, where have you been?
I don't know. I don't live around here.
Oh, Mother.
Oh, Skippy.
Skippy?
Here you go, Benny.
Thank you, Whitey.
Benson? Jean? Now, let's have a toast to the future.
I do the honors, Governor.
Oh, well, sure. To the future.
Well, I hope everyone's hungry. Oh, excuse me. Do your people eat turkey?
Say what?
Have a glass, Mother, and join us.
Allow me.
No. I don't drink. But I like to be sociable.
You know, this country has changed a lot since I was a kid.
Yeah, Whitey, it sure has.
When I was a kid, this country was number one in everything. We've got to do something to get that back.
Well, I think it's a question of choosing the right leadership.
Is that what you think?
Yes, sir.
Well, you happen to be right for a change. The leadership is the key.
Thank you, sir.
Now, what do you think makes a good leader?
What do I think makes a good leader? A good leader is someone with courage and foresight who has the intelligence and ability to interface with the future.
Well said, Skippy.
Now, Are you by that definition, Benny?
Me? Well, I'm not the one you should ask. Why don't you ask the governor?
It's like Benson said just the other day, a leader is only as good as the people he leads.
That's why Moses did so well.
In other words, Benny, good leadership is knowing how to deal with the people you lead, right?
Well, basically, yes, but there's nothing earth-shattering about that idea.
Well, I mean, that's a relatively simple task.
Is it?
As long as you never let them forget who's boss.
Well, you could always wear one of those little I'm the boss buttons.
No, the point is that unless people feel that you are superior to them, they won't trust you to lead them.
Is that how you feel, Benny?
No. I think people expect their leaders to be there with them when times get difficult.
Right. It's like what Vince Lombardi said, when the going gets tough.
It's time to baste the turkey. I'll just take my drink with me.
Thank you, Mother. Leadership, yes, leadership. That's the burning question that hangs over the 20th century like the sword of what's-his-name. I've been trying for some time to decide who should succeed me as chief executive officer of Endicott Industries.
I'm sure it's a difficult decision, Daddy.
Yeah. I've been doing some thinking, and I've been doing some research. And I think I've come up with an answer.
Well, let me refill everyone's glasses.
Yes, I'm sorry to steal a valuable man from you, Governor. I hope you understand.
Oh, he understands.
But I sure would like to have my company under the leadership of Benson Dubois.
You want Benson to lead Endicott Industries? He's not even an Endicott.
Clayton, relax. Your father's just teasing you.
I'm perfectly serious.
Mother!
Mr. Endicott, I'm not sure I understand.
Well, I'm offering you the top slot at Endicott Industries.
Well, although I'm flattered by your offer, I simply can't accept.
No. Because of your friendship with my son?
No, I can honestly say it's not that. It's just that the work that I do, I get an enormous amount of satisfaction out of it. I feel as though I'm accomplishing something.
Whew. Oh, that was close.
Whitey, Skippy tells me that you did him dirt.
Hold on to your bloomers, Mother. I did no such thing.
You're cutting me out of the company.
I intend to give you a vice president spot.
There, see, Skippy, Daddy didn't forget you.
Vice president? I should be chief executive officer.
Oh, don't be silly, Skippy. We'd never get it past the board of directors.
Hell, we never get it past the personnel department.
Well, I think this is really a family discussion, so maybe Benson and I should
leave. Yeah, go home.
Yeah, I got a horse.
Oh, fine. Steal my job and then walk out on my mother's dinner?
On the other hand, mail me my coat.
No. Let's not get all riled up.
I have every right to be riled up. He's taking my job.
No. He's taking my job.
I'm not taking any job.
He's got a job.
Everybody knows that. He's the governor.
Well, Denson, I've finished clearing out my office. I believe this stuff belongs to you.
Yeah, so this is it, huh? You're finally gonna leave.
Absolutely. a decision I should have made long ago.
Well, I take it you worked things out with your father.
Well, in a manner of speaking, told him to go to hell.
Well, you always did have a way with words. So where are you off to?
Wherever the wind blows.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't let me keep you.
Yes, Benson, there is absolutely nothing anyone could say to make me change my mind. I mean, there are worlds out there waiting to be explored. I mean, why would I possibly want to stay here? Well, I'm sure our paths will be crossing again. So I won't say goodbye. Simply au revoir.
You got it, pal.
Where have you been?
You miss me?
Bozo, but you missed your meeting with Bishop Cleary about the governor's prayer breakfast.
Was that today?
Well, don't sweat it. I took care of it.
Thank you, Cross.
You know, I had no idea that Clayton took care of so many details.
Yeah, well, it's dumb work, but somebody's got to do it.
Guess who we found hanging around the front gate?
Well, Clayton, long time no see. It's been almost a month.
Yeah, but seeing you now, it all comes rushing back.
Yeah.
Well, I was just in the neighborhood. I thought I'd drop by and see how my new replacement is getting on.
They haven't gotten anybody yet.
Oh, really? Huh. Interesting.
So, what have you been up to, Clayton?
Oh, Benson, I have been having the time of my life. Lunch at the club, tennis, cocktails at the club, chess, dinner at the club, bridge.
Oh, sounds wonderful.
Breakfast at the club, golf, another lunch at the club, more tennis, more golf, dinners. I can't stand that club. I'm going crazy.
Well, why don't you just ask for your old job back, man? Now I'm going crazy.
Can't do that. I can't come crawling back.
Why not? You've crawled before.
I have never crawled.
Look, Clayton, the governor would be glad to have you back. We'd all be glad.
Oh, sure. Let me get you some juice.
You're good at your job.
Yeah? Yeah. What's the punchline?
There's no punchline. I've always liked the way you did your work. It's just that snooty attitude of yours I can't stand.
Well, Clayton, what are you doing here?
I was just in the neighborhood. I thought I'd drop by for some juice.
Talk to the man.
Governor, do you have a moment?
Certainly, Clayton.
sir, do you think we could clear the room, please? Not you, Benson.
So what is it?
I can't do it. I said terrible things to him. I said terrible things to all of you.
Well, he knows that. I mean, you've said terrible things to everybody. Let's face it, you're not a nice person.
If I made guts, I'd crawl back.
Please tell me what this is all about.
Could you wait a couple of seconds? The guy is upset.
Fine.
Go ahead. I guarantee you'd say yes.
All right. Do it.
There's something I'd like to discuss with you, Gene.
What?
Governor, sir.
What is it?
Concerns my job.
What about it?
Could I have it back, please? Please.
Sure. Staff meeting in my office at 2:00.
I knew he couldn't get along without me. If I'd known it was going to be that easy, I would have asked for a raise.
Yeah, I know what you mean. If I'd known it was going to be that easy, I'd never have suggested it.